Welcome, everybody. It's time once again for another episode of SLMA Radio. Brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. It has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing. It probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. Today, as always, we're privileged to have with us the executive director, the founder, the man behind the machine, Jim Obermeyer. Hey, Jim.
Hello, Paul. Paul Roberts is our announcer and our producer for all things in the Funnel Radio Channel. Paul, this is our 421st program. We've been together that long.
Can't believe it. They said it wouldn't last.
Yeah. Well, today we've got a great subject because today we're going to talk about defining performance marketing. No, that's not an oxymoron. Just because those two words are attached together, it doesn't mean they don't go together. The actual program title is An Agency Willing to Stand Behind the Moniker Performance Marketing. Last couple of years, proving the ROI for marketing was all the rage in every conference I attended, as if it was subtly new. But it surely became more popular. In this interview with one of the nominees for SLMA's annual 20 Women Leaders in Business, Rachel Schultes, we discuss the definition of performance marketing, which we suspect is really will entail a much broader definition than just measuring ROI. Easy for me to say. Rachel Schultes is the Executive Vice President of the Digital Agency at Digital Media Solutions, DMS, an industry leader in the world of customer acquisition and retention. Since its inception, DMS has evolved into a full-service performance marketing company that services firms within highly competitive industries. They've had a lot of year-over-year growth. They've been very strong. Rachel has spent her career managing client relationships, building strong teams, and delivering highly successful multi-channel marketing programs. Rachel, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
We've only got 22 minutes, so let's talk about performance marketing. As I talked to your PR person, we went back and forth about this. Don't hesitate to talk about it in relationship to the company because the two are so deeply intertwined. This isn't just a subject, but it's also, we have to go back to how your company, the digital agency, Digital Media Solutions, really find performance marketing. Well, we all think we know what it means, but I want to know what you think it means.
Sure. So when I think of performance marketing, to me, it's all about trackable assets and, of course, ROI, like you mentioned. But what's the difference, right? Marketing, of course, is important in all aspects. Being able to have full transparency into the user journey and tie your media dollars to potential sales is what's critical about performance marketing and what truly makes it unique from more brand-focused initiatives.
So it's really tying the revenue in, attaching revenue to marketing. I've seen a lot of conferences in the last year. I spoke at Exhibitor, at the Exhibitor show a couple of, about 4 weeks ago, and they've gone from almost zero sessions talking about ROI to about six or seven. We're seeing this all over the place, but talking is not doing. So often agencies take on clients and the first thing they show is all this creative stuff, and everybody gets excited about the creative stuff, half of which doesn't really pertain to the client. And everybody gets enthused about walking around and being introduced to the creative director with their wild hair and that look in their eyes and the cup of coffee and two hands. But hardly anybody talks about when the agency comes aboard is what are you going to do for us revenue-wise? Not just branding-wise, just not lead-wise, just not qualified lead-wise, but what are you going to do for us revenue? So does your agency create a plan based on revenue forecasts when you take on new clients?
Yes, of course. So for us, it's really about understanding the whole universe and scope of what the client needs before we can even talk about revenue and how we're going to project that. So whenever we start and talk to a potential new client or someone who's joined our agency, the first thing we're going to do is look at their data. So we're going to ask for up to 2 years of historical data on what not only their sales looks like, but also their leads. So what is success and what didn't convert? And then we take the differences there so that we can understand who potentially has interest, yet who's actually becoming a sale. Our analytics team in-house looks at all of that data. It requires appending third-party information, mapping, all that fancy stuff that people get really excited about. But what it helps us do is understand your demographic, psychographic and geographic information. We really create personas for these people. You know, when you think about a traditional creative agency, all of that creative is super important, but if it's not relevant to the actual person you're talking to, it doesn't matter. So you can't have really one overarching campaign, right? You need to speak to each type of person that is potentially interested in whatever you're selling. So once we do all that research...
Keep going. I don't want to interrupt you. You're on a roll. Go.
So once we do all that research, we create a custom media strategy that is driven by your ultimate goals. So we ask our clients, you know, what is your goal? Whether it be revenue, number of sales, expanding a certain market, whatever it is, it can be one thing or a few things. We create plans driven to yield those results. So we take our media and we look at, you know, how does paid search work in this market? How does social work in this market? How does direct response work? And we put it all together so that we have a media plan that projects to meet those goals. But the most important thing of all of it is tracking in real time. And that's really what makes it true performance marketing. A lot of people can project things based on historical, but in the world of performance, and especially digital, things change every day, right? Google changes their algorithm. Facebook changes what they do. You need to be on top of it and move in real time. So we make sure that we're looking at the data on a day-to-day basis and moving quickly. We have to be extremely nimble in order to change our direction to yield the highest performance possible for our clients.
So you're talking about the web performance, SEO, digital advertising. What else are you talking about that falls into this category of digital performance?
So digital performance really runs the gamut. So as you said, SEO really is the foundation. Having relevant content is extremely important. Really, your Google ranking and quality score ties into almost everything you do. On top of that is paid search, right? So the big kahuna is Google, but of course there's always Bing and tier two products. Social, right? So social is a lot of different things. People think of Facebook, but it's Snapchat, LinkedIn, Instagram, and there's always new platforms.
It sounds like you're in a great position to defend your digital plans. We hear a lot of pressure on these digital outlets today, the Googles and the Facebooks and others, that many people saying they're just not delivering, which means to me, when people say that, and I heard it from a major CRM provider a week or so ago, our digital platforms just aren't delivering. And I don't think it's a platform half as much as what their plans are and how they're approaching the marketplace. But this seems to be the mantra I hear from people of late. Do you have any thoughts about that?
Yeah, so when someone says that, you have to ask them, what do they expect performance to be, right? So I'll have a lot of people say, oh, Facebook doesn't convert for me. Well, what does a conversion look like to you? Are you measuring attribution? We leverage our own proprietary technology called Sparkroom, and it allows us to actually track attribution. So we're integrated with Google Analytics, and we can capture a person's pre-lead journey as well as their post-lead conversions. So what does that mean? I know that I've served an impression or they've clicked on maybe Facebook or Google or Instagram, whatever it is. They've done all these things. Then they became a lead maybe on my website. And then how did they convert down that funnel? So without attribution, you don't know if these channels are working, because things like programmatic display, which is, you know, all the rage, people have been talking about it forever. I feel like lately people are more scared of it because they say exactly that. It doesn't convert. But the reality is it lifts all your channels, and you don't know that unless you're measuring cross-channel attribution. And that is really, I think, where people are missing here. So most people follow a last-click attribution model, but it just doesn't work. There is a long journey before you do anything and fill out a form. So it's really important that you track that pre-lead data.
Explain a little bit better programmatic display.
Sure. So with programmatic display, we actually take all of that data I talked about earlier. So what does your success look like? And we create a persona, a target audience. And we actually find them throughout the entire digital atmosphere. So it's not just retargeting a person who's already expressed interest, but more generating demand for people who look like your current sales.
Good. Great. I appreciate it, which means I only half understood it when I said our audience should know about that. Just as a hint. Rachel, you're jamming here on this. You're taking me right down very, very quickly. And you certainly seem to know what you're doing. What kind of clients does the company have?
Sure.
B2B, B2C?
Yeah, we have clients that really run the gamut. We specialize in mortgage, financial services, insurance, higher education, and automotive. Some of our big brands are Southern New Hampshire, Quicken Loans, Anderson Windows, Airbnb. We really touch them all from different divisions of our company.
Regardless of the CRM system they use?
Any CRM can integrate with our Sparkroom technology. We have an incredible support team here that launches and integrates our clients in about 2 to 4 weeks. I know integration tends to be a pain point for people, but I assure you that Sparkroom clients definitely feel like it's a smooth transition.
And the marketing automation end of it?
So Sparkroom has the ability to handle its own marketing automation, lead nurturing campaigns, SMS. We actually have our own email platform and SMS platform that's owned and operated that inboxes better than most of our competitors. So we're able to control that completely internally, which is really great because we can see that lead, you know, from end to end. But we also integrate with other marketing automation. So if you're using something like a Marketo or Salesforce Marketing Cloud, we can integrate with those seamlessly as well.
Okay. Now, I know some of this is a surprise to you because we've turned this into somewhat of a much more deeper description of the agency. And we didn't intend to do that, although the title is an agency willing to stand behind the moniker performance marketing. But, and
we
had to do that in order to understand it. You got to the Sparkroom issue, which I wondered what that was all about. Now, you also use the term on your website, data monetization. Can you give me a little bit? I think I know where we're going with this, but we've got 2 minutes. Can you give me a rundown how you interpret this?
Sure. So when I think of data monetization, it's really about maximizing your media dollars. So I'm taking a lead that I may have purchased at a cost per lead ages ago, and I'm making sure that I'm retargeting it, nurturing it, and allowing it to convert as quickly and seamlessly as possible. So really, it's about a full funnel plan and maximizing that.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, Paul is signaling to me, aren't you, Paul? You are signaling to me. Paul, you got done with your breakfast and you're all ready to go here? Because I can see him, I'm sure, all the radio listeners can see
I'm ready. I finished my grapefruit.
It was a good breakfast.
I finished my grapefruit here.
Oh, these people sitting in the studio. Well, Paul, we've been speaking with Rachel Schultes, Executive Vice President of the Digital Agency at Digital Media Solutions, and she's been tackling this subject, defining performance marketing. When we come back, I'm going to ask Rachel about some of her clients and some of their performance and how they've done with the agency. And I'm sure she's going to step up, and she didn't know I was going to ask that question. So here we go. Paul, over to you. Honestly,
we know you rely on your CRM system, and it's usually a love-hate relationship. Most CRM systems, well, let's face it, they're expensive. They're hard to understand. People don't use them properly. And you're probably paying for features that you don't even want. If that's your case, then maybe it's time to simplify. It's time to get more from your CRM. Why don't you go back to the original? Trust Goldmine. We helped pioneer the industry, after all. Goldmine CRM is, well, it's simple, it's affordable, and it's proven. If all those sound appealing to you, if you're just tired of the CRM headaches that you're getting from trying to implement something that's just too complicated, too expensive, and too much for you to figure out, then why not go back to the original? Visit Goldmine today, goldmine.com. And right after you do that, you may want to join ZoomInfo this June for their third annual Growth Acceleration Summit in Boston. Featured presenters include some of the industry's most influential sales and marketing leaders, such as Jay Baer, Neil Patel, Tafani Bova, and Grant Cardone. Register, just visit events.zoominfo.com. That's events.zoominfo.com. And if your organization's success is driven by B2B sales, then there's a book we're always pushing. It's called Predictable Prospecting. It's by best-selling author Mary Lou Tyler. In it, she shows you how to rapidly add qualified opportunities to your sales pipeline, ensuring consistent and, well, kind of what we're talking about today, predictable revenue growth. You can get started right away turning your business into a sales machine. Download a free sample chapter at MaryLouTyler.com, just like it sounds, MaryLouTyler, MaryLouTyler.com, predictable prospecting.
All right. And the last thought is that Zuant, one of our sponsors here, is a new generation of mobile lead capture systems. One you can use at every trade show and event, or even every day when you're on the road to present and send videos and literature to your customers. Looks great and eliminates the need for manually entering your leads later. Now that's smart. So if you want to be smart, do this. Type in Zuant.com. Zuant.com. All right, back to the ever smart Jim Obermeyer.
No, Jim Obermeyer isn't over. I'm not over smart.
Can I ask
what
a question?
Were you talking about?
I'm fascinated, having been in marketing myself, as we talk about from time to time, an old PR guy and a creative guy. I guess I was a part of the arts and crafts wing of the marketing department. I was always that guy coming up with interesting creative. How does this data influence the creative? I mean, I know the creative is supposed to convert, but how do you take numbers and turn it into something creative?
Rachel?
So how do you take numbers and turn it into something creative? Absolutely. So what's really important is understanding how your message resonates with your target audience. So it may be as simple as changing your visual, your imagery, so that it looks like your target audience, so they can actually envision themselves in that piece of creative. It may be your headline. You want to make sure you're speaking in a language they're comfortable in. And I don't just mean, you know, English or Spanish, but the language that they speak in their everyday life. People want to know that a company they're trusting, they are similar to, and that that company understands them.
Okay. So you're really trying to say, learn about them and then try and create a creative picture of them. You're saying so it reflects back to them. I guess that's
what
you're saying.
She said was so important earlier.
Yeah.
We've been speaking with Rachel Schultes. She's the vice president at the Digital Agency of Digital Media Solutions. Rachel, now that we're back again, tell us about some of the successes your clients have had from a B2B or B2C standpoint. What can they expect in the first 12 months or so? I know SEO takes time. Building these plans takes time, et cetera. What can they expect from that engagement?
Sure. So I'll kind of give a few examples of different types of initiatives we would engage in. So something that clients come to us a lot is talking about paid search and how much money they should be spending in paid search or how that should integrate with their other media channels. For us, it's really important that you are set up for success. For example, if I have a client coming in for a search-driven strategy, we're talking paid and potentially SEO as well, the first thing we're going to do is make sure that those two campaigns are aligned with a keyword strategy and content strategy that play off of each other. So when you're in Google, you always want to make sure you're dominating your real estate. So if you're not position one or two on a mobile device, you don't even exist. So it's really important that we explain that to our clients, help them visualize how we get there, and we restructure all of the accounts. So we never turn something off and turn something new on. You don't want to risk any disruption in your sales cycle. It's always very scary for clients to transition to new agencies. So what we do is over the initial 90 days, really reorganize their campaigns. So whether that be in paid search or the content strategy on their website, or potentially their affiliate buy or their creative, whatever it is, it's kind of a 90-day rollout. Once that happens, the initial next 90 days is really used for gathering data. What's working? What's not working? How can we make tweaks? Of course, if anything is alarming in terms of not working or it's a wild success right away, we may pull triggers earlier than that 90 days, but it's really important that you can sit tight a little bit and watch that data mature and see what's happening. And from there, we're really coming up with our forward strategy. We actually look at the data on a daily basis and make fine-tuning adjustments. We have internal subject matter experts in all of the media channels that are always looking at these campaigns.
You begin to see, I should imagine, more qualified leads coming in.
Yeah, so the goal, there's always a goal for increased volume, right? That's always something we're getting from our clients. But it's very important that we're focusing on also quality volume, right? So I may be able to get you 2/3 of the amount of leads you were previously getting, but they're going to convert 3x, right? So we need to figure out what that sweet spot is, and it takes a little bit to get there, but it's really important. You want your team to be working as efficiently as possible, and calling more leads does not always mean efficiency.
yeah, I used to be the volume king in previous lives and places. Assuming that you increase the lift, you'll increase the number of buyers that are in there. And then as marketing automation came on board, then I was able to double down and look for the quality rather than the quantity. How much do you talk to the salespeople in this whole process? Do you meet with sales management and marketing management and salespeople themselves?
Yeah, so it's really important that we have a relationship really with anyone that touches these potential sales, right? So it's not just marketing, it's always sales as well, because we need to know how they're working the leads, what are they doing with them. We often can provide some best practices around that. You know, what should your outbound cadence be? What should your automated nurturing look like? We're always looking at trends like that because it's really important that you're not over-contacting, but also not under, right? And also that you're responding in the way they want. So some markets may be very responsive to calls. Some may like SMS or some may like email. So you need to make sure that you are responding in a way that's appropriate for your audience. Just like your creative needs to be tailored to your audience, so does your response mechanism.
Well, in describing the agency and how you approach clients, I hope our listeners will be able to understand how they should structure their programs with or without you, or the demands that they're going to put on their agencies to perform. You say something on your website that I really wanted to get into. It's not off the subject here, but what about inbound calling? There's a lot of people that have just given up on inbound calling as if it doesn't matter anymore. How do you feel about that? Because you do call it out on your website.
Yes, I'm a big fan of inbound calling. There's nothing more qualified than someone who's dialing you. I mean, everyone is very busy today, and to take the time to outbound dial someone means you're very high intent, right? So we actually want an inbound call opportunity on all of our campaigns. So whether we're running a transfer campaign from our owned and operating call center into your sales team, or potentially an opportunity to dial from an SMS message or even a paid search campaign, if someone wants to call you, you want to give them that opportunity. Back to attribution, we're actually able to track that user as well. So the call, does it align with any of the pre-lead journey we're looking at? So I can actually determine, you know, were they on our Facebook page and now called? You never want to prevent someone from contacting you in the way they're most comfortable. And with all the data challenges of today, filling out a form is not always something someone wants to do.
Great question. I think I'm in love with your agency.
Oh, we're happy.
I love the responses. We've been speaking with Rachel Schultes. She's the vice president of the digital agency at Digital Media Solutions. Rachel, you've delivered in spades here on defining performance marketing. You've delivered on this agency that you're willing to stand behind the moniker performance marketing. How does someone reach you?
Sure. So you can reach me directly at rschultes, S-C-H-U-L-T-I-E-S, at thedmsgrp.com, or visit our website, digitalmediasolutions.com, and feel free to fill out the request info form, and it will get passed my way.
Great website, by the way. Rachel Schultes, thank you. I hope I pronounced that right. Good luck on the SLMA's 20 Women to Watch, and we look forward to hearing from you a lot more in the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time today.
Bye-bye. Paul, over to you and over to CRM Radio and then Sales Pipeline Radio with Matt Hines.
You've been listening to another episode of SLMA Radio, brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. If it has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing, it probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. One of the many shows on the Funnel Radio channel for at-work listeners like you.